Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I'm really excited for today's interview. Today, we are talking with Harrison. So, hi. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to do this.
So, for everyone listening, where do you go to school?
I went to the University of South Carolina, their main campus, which is on Columbia.
All right. So for anyone who hasn't been there before, it's obviously in Columbia, but what's it like there?
All right. So Columbia, South Carolina is the state capital of South Carolina. Coming from Charlotte, it is a bit of a smaller city, but honestly, that allowed me to get settled in a bit easier. I learned how to navigate through the city pretty quickly and just felt it made me a little bit more at home than a college in a big city would have. There's almost always something going on in town between either being a student or just being a resident in the community.
Yeah, I've heard that about Columbia. Like, even though it's not nearly as big as here, because growing up here, it's a big city, but I've heard that it's still like a lot going on there as well.
Oh, yeah, you'll never find yourself without something to do, or if you're bored. If you do, it's your own problem for not being involved where you should be.
Exactly. How would you rate your overall experience?
On a scale of like 0 to 5 stars, I would truly give it a 6-star rating if I could.
Really? That's awesome to hear.
I just say this because when I actually got to school, the expectations that I had were very high, and I was very excited. Like, once I was accepted and knew that was where I was going, I was gung-ho about going there. But when I got down there, my expectations were honestly just blown out of the water. The school just does a really excellent job of giving students, like, a plethora of opportunities to get involved in. I mean, that you have help with any classes that you need, all of your if your workload's too hard, there are plenty of places you can go and get tutors and people to help you out. There's, like, resume-building clubs, fraternities, and sororities. There are careers that are only available if you're in Columbia that, I mean, I utilized for sure. And there's just amazing athletics, events, concerts, and all that kind of stuff to keep you entertained while you're there.
That sounds really exciting, actually. Like, a really cool, like, experience and a lot of opportunity as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm going to add on to that. Like, I'm a journalism major down there. And when we opened up our journalism school, Darius Rucker came onto campus on like our main part. There's this part called the Horseshoe, which is somewhat in the middle of campus, and it touches the back of our school. We did a whole gigantic concert in the Horseshoe, and everybody in the front was anyone that was in our school. It was just a really interesting experience.
That's really cool. So did he do like Hootie and his country music at the same time? Like,
oh, for sure. I wasn't even a student at that point, but I was able to get down there, and I had plenty of friends that were in the school and all that kind of stuff. And he did everything from his good hits from Hootie to all of his recent country stuff. I mean, it was a really interesting experience.
And that's really cool because that's such a unique thing to the school that you're attending, because not every school is going to have something like that. But he is from Charleston, and so, you know, being from South Carolina, like, he wanted to be involved. That's really cool. And
I'm pretty sure he is an alumni of South Carolina. I don't know if he actually graduated. I know for sure he attended the school.
Yeah, I think he might have, but don't hold me to that.
Yeah, exactly.
So what would you say is your favorite part about attending USC?
I would say, I mean, high school came a little bit easier to me as I'm looking back on that experience. And at times that kind of made me lose interest or just be a little bit unmotivated. I know I could just get through whatever I was going through. But I never really had that issue in college. Even in like your large, gigantic general education classes, you're kept engaged. You're not just learning the facts and the substance of your courses, but also just how it applies to the real world. And you'll have some of the smartest and most respected guest speakers available. I mean, I could go and list a name of 20 people that were just amazing experiences that are very unique to the University of South Carolina.
And I love that because it's sort of how I felt too. Like, I went to high school and there was nothing wrong with my high school experience as much as I was an adolescent and I wasn't really engaged the same way. And then I got to school and I was just like, wow, like, this is what learning looks like. This is so applicable to everything I'm going to be doing in life. And I just flourish in a whole new way. So I feel that. And I love that you had so many cool, like, guest speakers as well, because that makes for a really engaging experience as well.
Oh yeah, my whole I was about to give you my sentence, just summing all that up. Like my favorite part is just making education engaging for me again.
Yeah, I love that. It's a nice little motto, like a little like tagline, like this is what school did for me.
Exactly, yeah.
So what's the food like on campus and like what kind of options do you have?
All right, coming from Charlotte, I was worried about having less food options than I was used to. But I mean, as I tried more places and just experienced everything, even on campus and off campus, I'm just certain that everyone can find a rotation of food options that they love and can both afford too. I mean,
Yeah,
there
because
were no cultures of food that I enjoyed that I didn't have an option in Columbia to go to.
that's awesome. When it comes to like the stuff that's on campus, I'm assuming you've got like fast food options and that type of stuff,
For
right?
sure. Like we have a lot of options that are just spaced out throughout campus. So practically no matter where you're at, there's going to be a somewhere with 5, 10 minute walk at the most to where you've got plenty of food around you.
That's awesome. And then this was something that got brought up in other episodes, but I always think about it now. Not that you necessarily are eating this way, but have you seen a lot of like vegan or vegetarian options or like options for people who might have like dietary restrictions?
Oh, 100%. I mean, a lot of that stuff doesn't apply to me, but I've definitely noticed how we've expanded to where, I mean, I have friends that are vegetarian and I've had some athlete friends that tried to go vegan for a while and they did not go hungry on our campus, just to put it that way.
That's always good to know because I know that that can be like a big thing now. And I'm always curious because, you like I've heard about places not making those choices and it's really difficult for people. But when you're living and going to school, like you want to feel welcome and comfortable. So that's great that they have that there.
Yeah.
So were you able to live on campus? And if you did, what were the residence halls like?
So when I got there my freshman year, they were renovating a lot of the larger freshman dorms. So I had the option to be like go into an apartment style dorm and have my own room, and I would just have one other roommate. And it was run all through housing almost as if it was a regular dorm. Like it would come through the school and we paid through the school and all that kind of stuff. But honestly, that's just something I wouldn't recommend to a lot of people, just because that's something I feel like I missed out on in college, was having that freshman year experience of being in a dorm and having to live with, 4 to 6, 5, whatever it is, other buddies, depending on where you're at. And
Yeah.
that kind of bummed me out. But at the same time, I think all things happen for a reason. A lot of those places you can get some random roommates or stuff like that, but that's anywhere that you go.
Yeah. I never lived on campus. And so that, looking back, that is one thing that I always sort of wished I had done that I never did. And my sisters both did. And so you get that kind of, it's a missed experience. And I hate that you didn't get that opportunity. So you kind of already brought it up. Can you tell me about your best or a standout faculty experience?
All right. Honestly, this was the hardest question that I had out of all of them, because I've had just numerous faculty members that both I've had personal and long conversations and experiences with. It was very tough to pin it down to one faculty member. So
If you want to do more than one, you can. I
what I did is
won't
I
stop
just
you.
had it almost together. And one of my favorite and most recommended experiences, especially for freshmen, like our undergraduate students that are moving onto the campus. That we have a class that we offer. It's called University 101. You have both a teacher and a upperclassman peer leader who's a student at the school. And it just really helps. Like I took it my first semester freshman year, and it really helped me early on understand everything that the school had to offer, how to get involved, how to be safe around campus and off campus, and just everything, like every option and every system that was there to help me set me up for success. I learned about it early on.
That's really cool. I haven't heard of any school doing anything like that.
It's a
I love
very
that they
unique
do that.
thing. Yeah, I hadn't heard of any of my buddies. That's one of the things I ask people that go to other schools is, did you ever have anything like that? And everyone says that, well, all we kind of got was our little orientation when we were freshmen. We never had any in-depth class or anything like that.
And see, I didn't even have orientation the same way other people did. So I never got the tours of the campus in the same way or did anything like that. So that's a really cool thing because you've just been given access to all of the resources, like all of the stuff. And then they're like, okay, cool. So now you're a little bit more prepared and you can go forth and like you know where to look for stuff. That's really cool.
Yeah,
I'm a little
exactly.
jealous. So, would you say that campus is easy to navigate, and how far do you typically have to go to get to class?
I would say it's easy to navigate. It takes a little bit of getting used to. Our campus is on a very big hill, like a lot of like where our main campus is with the horseshoe and a lot of the buildings. But it is, you have some buildings that are spread out kind of across Columbia, but it's all grouped there together, except for like we have a couple very specialty classes, like there's a sports broadcasting class that we teach at our actual football stadium. But I mean, outside of something like that, where you know way ahead of time what you're getting yourself into, you're not going to have any major problems with getting around on campus. One recommendation I would make is I, from like the start of my career at school, I parked on campus without a parking pass. That is an option. We have plenty of like metered spots and stuff like that. But I found myself like getting in a rhythm of leaving an hour before my class started just to be able to be sure that I can get down and find a parking spot somewhere. So I'd recommend if you drive to campus like me, that you just get a parking pass and foot the bill up front at the beginning of the semester and just be done with it.
Yeah, because sometimes footing the bill is the difference between, that extra half hour of sleep or whatever you need,
Exactly. Or a
and
little bit of cramming right before a test. Sometimes that is needed.
yeah, exactly. So were there any specific factors that led you to choose USC over any of the other ones that you might have applied to?
Well, I applied to USC because it was close to home, just an hour and a half away from Charlotte, but it wasn't too close. I didn't feel like I would have been happy at a place like UNC Charlotte. I wanted to, go somewhere else and really have that college experience, and I think this was a good move for me. But what really in the end made me choose the school was just my major in journalism. We had an outstanding up and coming journalism school that just had millions of dollars in renovations. And I mean, it was just once I got there and walked into, I'm one of the few that knows what they wanted to do before my major, before I got into college. So I was really lucky to be able to tour where I would be taking my classes and taught ask questions to the faculty and the advisors there when I visited. I mean, they're extremely helpful in setting you up. Like, you will find something throughout your college career. You will enjoy calling your major and enjoy going to classes.
That's awesome. I definitely didn't know what I wanted to do, but it's really cool that you did and that was you able to like put that in as part of your factors for looking for a school and that you're like, okay, cool. I know what I'm looking for. I can take this tour and I can find, and get to know these people before I make this decision. So you know like what you're doing.
Exactly.
All right, my last question for you. What do you wish you had known that an incoming or a prospective student can benefit from?
Honestly, this was another tough question. What I really summed it up as is just the time will fly by. Get involved early and often. Don't hesitate to use any of the school's resources, clubs, any of that stuff. And definitely try and be close to your professors. I mean, especially the ones in your major. You want them to know your name, and you want, like, we have office hours. Every professor's required to have them. It's at least 1 hour at some point during the week. And you can go in and just have a sit down one-on-one with your professor, no matter how big the class is, and work out any issues or anything you might be having. So, I mean, they're really all there to just help you succeed. So just utilize all the resources you got at your disposal.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I will second this because two of my professors played a role in being my recommendations to go to graduate school, and some of them even were recommendations for jobs that I've had. And those stepping stones were the reason why I have the jobs that I have now. And then, you know, I'm going to graduate school for a second time and actually at USC, which is why I'm super excited about this episode. Hey, but they were the reasons why I got that step. And so if it wasn't for those undergraduate professors, there's no telling, you know, and I made those relationships with them. So I'm with you. They're going to be there for you in so many more ways than you think, not just for the one class, but from then on out. So it is great advice.
Yeah, exactly. It's, I mean, there's, I cannot underestimate that answer enough of just being able to get involved with your professors and talk with them. That was one of the biggest things that helped me get acclimated and know what to expect out of college.
Yeah, it is the best. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. And this was awesome. Great advice for anyone who was looking to go there. So thank you so much again.
Oh, yeah, not a problem at all. I was really happy to do this.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.